20 years ago, a group of British record company executives got together in London and coined the term world music to describe music other than mainstream Western pop. They were frustrated by the fact that a growing number of people interested in music from out there, as some describe it, could not find it because record stores did not know how to file and categorize it. The editor of Fruits magazine, Ian Anderson, told VOA that world music was, and still is, no more than a bin in a record shop.
All it ever was a way of creating opportunities for this music and be heard by people. Nobody ever suggested there was a thing called world music. And in fact, you know, at the first meeting when we were discussing the term, we were trying to find the term that included the most things and excluded the least. So world music was better than tropical, because that left out Scandinavia, or ethnic, because that was boring, or world beats, because that left out stuff that didn't have drums.
Anderson added none of those responsible for creating the term ever imagined world music would become such accepted currency in most parts of the West. He said artists who otherwise were not given any respect in their own countries are now looked at differently after touring or doing the World Music Festival circuit. And having a world music section in most record stores has resulted in higher sales. The term has also been adopted by the BBC to recognize the efforts of local musicians around the world. Its sixth annual awards for world music honored the best local music from five geographical categories: Africa, the Americas, Asia Pacific, the Middle East and North Africa, and Europe. For example, Canadian-based Somali rapper K9 was honored as newcomer of the year.
Basically, I got beef. I wanna talk to you directly. I can't ignore, I can't escape, and ask 'cause you affect me. You cripple me.
K9 was born in Mogadishu and escaped from Somalia to Canada with his family. The winner of the Asia Pacific category was India's slide guitar maestro Debashish Bhattacharya. He said world music has given him a platform to promote his art.
I have a lot of different variety of inspirations in my life. But this is a special inspiration when I'm working to bring Indian raga music in the world music genre since last 10-15 years.
But not everyone agrees with the use of the term. Some musicians say music is music and their records should be filed along with Western music and not separated. Former Talking Heads frontman David Byrne launched one of the most scathing attacks on the term in a 1999 article headlined "I Hate World Music." He accused its creators of ghettoizing the music. Anderson dismisses the musicians who resent the use of the term, saying it has not harmed the careers of good musicians. As for Byrne, his record label, Luaka Bop, now uses the term on its website, so he may have changed his mind. But the term is hardly used or even known in most of the places where the music it describes originates. Yusuf Mahmoud, who promotes a festival of traditional Zanzibari music, and Hildegard Kiel, who runs a music school on the island, are trying to revive interest in Zanzibari traditional music, which was falling out of favor as people preferred Western music.
The term world music seems to be something which is kind of understood, perhaps in different ways, by the foreign visitors to the island, particularly from Europe, but also maybe North America. But for Tanzanian people, I can honestly say the term world music means nothing.
Mahmoud and Kiel were also among those given awards by the BBC's Radio 3, as was late Malian king of the desert blues, Ali Faka Touré, who won two Grammys before he died of cancer in 2006. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.